Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 99 for Friday, March 25th, 2016.
Joe, this is your Tio Gomez, and across the slab from me is the last of the great American playboys, Sven Hoppe.
That's me, all right. And across the desk from me is the wonderful Mr. J.K. Livin.
Should I stay or should I go?
I don't know even where to
There was something that triggered that earlier.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the Surly Junk Strap. The name speaks for itself. Learn more about bikes, parts, and chaos at surlybikes.com.
What's on the show this week?
Oh, wait. There's a strap that talks? Surly's making a talking strap now?
Talking junk strap? What'd I say?
You just read what I wrote. But talking straps. Those straps do rule. You guys use junk straps?
Not a lot.
Nope. See, I think that it's like one of the least known awesome Surly products. It's a toe strap that's like, I don't know, 36 inches long.
I've definitely seen them. They haven't really used one.
Literally thousands of uses.
Thousands.
So,
what's on the show this week?
Just saying.
We start the show with the event of the week. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by Quiring Cycles. The Quiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels, featuring the new generation of 5.05-inch tires. Visit quiringcycles.net to see the next level of bicycle exploration. And we'll talk with Chris Holmes from Marin Bikes. We'll check in with Kevin Breitenbach and talk about the White Mountains 100. We'll talk beard and such. And Gomez is live out on Brady Street with a preview of tonight's special segment.
Sven, JK, in today's special segment, we get debriefed on the Chugach Fat Bike Bash up in Valdez by Lee Hart, along with a surprise guest that will probably blow your mind. Now, back to you in the studio.
And now,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
And this week's event of the week is our very own big 100th show celebration.
Yeah, we're gonna have goats, clowns, skids, bucketball, beer, bikes. The river trails are right there.
And banjo.
Oh.
Oh.
Perhaps polar bears on gold chains. And hey, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Reeb and Oscar Blues Brewery have filled the shoes that are our beer sponsor for the big shoe.
Right on.
Righteous.
So you guys got to pick out some Old Chub or Dale's Pale Ale, a little variety pack. So we're going to have cans, a bear, and I think we were going to put Dave Luttons in charge of handing out beer.
Yep. You might lose a case or two that way, but he'll deliver in the end.
The entertainment value of Dave and a palate of craft beer is that's enough. Whatever he drinks is paid back almost in a perfect reciprocal curve of awesomeness, a wave of fun.
Large, cresting wave, moist.
Moist.
That's top of the fucking hill.
I watch these guys like silently hand each other beers out of the fridge.
Hey,
as we were creeping toward the top of the hill.
So we're going to talk to Chris Holmes in just a little bit. But right now, we have a lucky caller from Alaska.
Oh, no way.
Welcome to the radio program.
Oh, gentlemen, how you doing?
Is it? We're Travis.
We're just waiting for Chris Holmes to call. We thought we'd see what's up with you.
I wanted to make sure I got the chance to call and congratulate you guys on the 100th show. And thank you.
Oh, well, it's, we're only up to 99, and this one isn't over yet. So don't count us. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. It's what my mom always said.
Right.
So did
you? I thought your phones might be a little overloaded on April Fool's Day.
Oh, April Fool's Day. We're not even going to be taking calls. We're going to be sequestered in a padded room with mayhem surrounding us. There's going to be a bike circus / rodeo in town. We wish you could be here.
I suppose people could still call into the show and leave us a message while we're having fun. They could be like, hey, happy 100th, you jackass.
I'm so wasted.
That was my skull.
I went right there, too. Yeah. So what's up, T-Bone? How's the world treating you up there?
Oh, man, we're treating us good. Just had a nice shot of snow this weekend, so we actually got like a... Got to pedal through about 9 inches of powder, and now it's all warmed up and going away quickly. But, and the big fat bike festival in Homer was awesome. The weather just worked out.
Yeah, I believe you've got a Wallpaper Wednesday coming up from that trip. Nice shot of, of riding on the beach there on the, what's that, the Cook Inlet, right?
I think that shot we were probably properly coming into Cashamack Bay. Yeah, you know, you start out at Anchor Point, so Cook Inlet, Cashamack Bay, about that's kind of the ride basically takes you through the merger of the two zones there. Yeah, it was fantastic. A little cool and cloudy at the start, and half hour in, the sun broke out. Unfortunately, a mile in, I bent my small chain ring, so I had to push the 36 tooth all the way.
Hey, you're a strong guy.
Yeah, I've been riding. I've been riding mostly one bys now, so that'd be, I don't know, that'd be weird.
All right,
it'll be weird when I go back to a 2x10.
You'll have more choices.
Yeah, it'll confuse mate me.
Travis, can you hang on for a little bit? We're going to take a quick break here before we talk to Chris Holmes from Marin, and
you bet.
We'll be right back.
All right.
With Mr. Chris.
We're going to tickle you later.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes? Gears, suspension, we have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Every time I'm looking for the preferred nomenclature, I listen into Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. Nomenclature.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We've got Mr. Chris Holmes from Marin Bikes on the line. And welcome to the show, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
So far, so bad.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, I feel like $10.
A stellar beginning to the show. So, yeah, man, you know, we're going from the kind of the fat bike winter mindset into the other part of the year. So we wanted to talk a little bit about plus bikes and, you know, just want to get a start with just telling people what you do at Marin.
I am Marin's brand director, and I am primarily responsible for our marketing and communications. And as a longtime rider myself, I also have some input on bike design.
Right on. Yeah, when I talked to John Wells, he's a local here, so he's the first guy I thought of. He said that you were the guy to talk to about all things plus bike. So before we talk about Marin products specifically, can you remind our listeners about what we mean when we talk about a plus bike? There's like, you know, a couple different versions. What's that all entail?
Certainly. Well, you know, with it being a new category, you know, it hasn't really been fully nailed down, but for the most part, plus bikes are mountain bikes that generally have tires that are about 3 inches wide, available in both 29-inch and 27.5-inch diameter. So they're going to be a bit wider than the now typical 2.35-inch, you know, standard mountain bike tire, if you will, yet narrower than, you know, a fat bike tire, which is going to start at about 4 inches and go on up. So it's a nice tweener, so to speak.
Right on.
Yeah, that's just, so here we are in spring turkey season, kind of the transition where people are saying a fond farewell to their fat bike and maybe looking to ride their mountain bike and maybe looking for something in between. Can you share with our listeners what your thoughts are for the specific benefits of this Plus Bike tweener platform?
Yeah, certainly. You know, let me first start by saying that we actually really do enjoy fat bikes, but out here in coastal California, and we tend to have kind of a harder time justifying owning one. You know, we don't really have the snow unless you go up to the mountains, and people really don't ride on the beach, the salt water that we've had for them. So yeah, I just really don't see fat bikes out here. So, you know, with Marin being based in Northern California, we wanted to have, we wanted to hit this niche, but we wanted to do something that was, a little bit different. So, not only do these Plus bikes, harder trail bikes, they have amazing traction and the inherent suspension from running lower pressure, but they also make for a really fun second or third mountain bike for, those who have been a little bit more experienced. And we've had a number of customers who have returned to hardtails in the form of Plus bikes after spending years on full suspension bikes, and they, they remember the joy that they found in riding a simpler machine. Plus bikes can also be great platforms for use when, bike packing, or as we used to call it, touring.
Mm-hmm. back in the olden days.
Yeah, back up until about 2 years ago.
Right.
and we do equip our Pine Mountain models with racks, fender, and on our entry-level Pine Mountain 1 model, some frame bag mounts too. So, for us out here in California, the tweener size with the Plus bike is a really fun new option for us to enjoy larger volume tires, but they're not as heavy and ponderous on non-snow conditions.
Right. Yeah, I mean, fat bikes took a bit of time to hit the mainstream and to get kind of recognized as a legitimate, category of a product category. The big guys, it seemed to take them a while to get into it. It seems to us like jumping a lot quicker on the Plus bike category than they did with the fat bike when it's ramping up faster. Several of the major brands out there are already jumping in with both feet. What do you think accounts for that quickness of that market movement?
Well, with the fat bikes, to a lot of brands, they were super weird at the time. So I think the fact that there has been acceptance with fat bikes across the industry made the Plus size bike just a much easier sell, because it didn't look quite as odd. The parts are a little bit more common, and now with Plus or fat bikes have already kind of been the trailblazer and showed the industry that there is demand for these different types of bikes. And really, I mean, with Plus bikes, I think one of the reasons why so many brands are jumping into it is, I mean, they're simply a lot of fun. And brands like Marin, who sat on the sidelines and watched fat bikes, as I mentioned before, we see Plus bikes as being, a new niche that we can actually explore and enjoy on our local trails. We tested some different 29er Plus bikes, and 29 by 3 were really some of the first Plus bikes to hit the market. Mm-hmm. We liked them, but we felt that they were just a little bit, the wheels were just a little bit too ponderous, and it was a bit more challenging to fit a shorter rider on such a large diameter wheel. So as soon as WTB showed us the 27 Plus platform that they had developed back in 2014, we jumped on that and started developing our bikes around that wheel size.
I like that idea.
And it really does seem that it dovetails into components as well. The advent of Boost, et cetera, and Shocks, RockShox, Manitou, and Fox all have B-plus forks. I mean, it seems like everything aligned.
Yeah, sort of like an aligning of the stars.
It's like a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, it was brilliant on WTB's part to design the first 27 Plus around existing standards, too. If you recall, the original 27 Plus wheels or tires were like, you know, 2.8 inches wide, and they were designed to fit into most existing 29er frames and forks. So you could convert a bike that you may already have into a plus. But the market, or I should say the component suppliers, you know, no one wanted to be left out. So everyone kind of jumped in and started making specific forks for it. And there were a lot more rim providers, and tires grew from being, you know, 2.8 inch, which is just enough to squeak into a 29er fork, into, you know, 3-inch wide rubber. So it was pretty cool in how quickly the industry, you know, embraced this plus technology.
Yeah,
plus standards, I should say.
I've been enjoying the wheel size on essentially what is like a performance trail fat bike frame, but with 47mm rims and 3-inch 27.5 tires. And like you're saying before with the 29er, that conversion is really cool because it really kind of changes the character of the bike, but it's very doable and fun.
Yeah, I've been riding the 27.5 3.8 inch gender bender in betweener tweener Bontrager fat bike over the last few weeks here. So
that's the sign of a really mature market where we just keep piling niches upon niches upon niches.
Well, it's nice that there's all these choices because I think no matter what your platform is, I think you can find something that'll work for you. You know, it used to be there was only one fat bike tire. There's tons of them now. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the plus now, market is ramped up quicker too.
If you're 5'3" and below, you can go 24-inch.
Yeah, legitimately performance oriented.
So
it's kind of funny because it's now almost going back to the earlier days of mountain biking where you're getting regional specific as well. You know, what works in Wisconsin doesn't always work in California, doesn't always work in Florida. You know, back in the early days of mountain biking, you know, like a lot of the West Coast bikes had the three L's, you know, long, low, and laid back, where the bikes out, like, you know, the original Cannondales were, you know, shorter in their design for twisty, rooty, you know, East Coast single track, where out here people are riding fire roads all the time.
Yeah, we see it in the fat bike realm for sure.
Absolutely.
Colorado bikes are very specific.
That's why everybody that has a fat bike needs more than one.
Yeah.
And one of them might be a plus bike.
10 plus one around here. That's what we believe in.
Yeah.
Golfers have a lot of clubs in their bag. Why can't we have a lot of bikes in our fleet?
I like that one.
Hey.
So, yeah, go ahead.
What was I going to say? I was
about
just
the Pine Mountain. Let's talk about the
about
the bike and any possible other future offerings in that plus space.
Well, right now we have two models in our Pine Mountain collection. We have the Pine Mountain 1, which has a retail price of $989, and that is a rigid chromoly bike. It has a rigid chromoly fork as well with a tapered steer and suspension-ready length. So you can run it as rigid if that's what you want, but it also does have upgrade potential on down the line. So if you decide you want to, you know, put a fork, suspension fork on it, it's easy to do. The Pine Mountain 1 has been super popular for us. We are still catching up with delivery, so it's kind of a good problem to have, but I also do our social media, so I'm on the receiving end sometimes of people saying, I ordered my Pine Mountain a few months ago. Where is it? I'm like, let's talk to your dealer. $989, you know, it is a great starter trail bike. It has a 1x10 wide-range drivetrain with a narrow-wide chainring up front, Shimano hydraulic disc brakes, tubeless compatible rims. So it's a really good starter platform. And as I mentioned earlier, it's, you know, adaptive bike packing. So, you know, if you want to maybe plan a bike packing trip or two or three this summer, but don't want to go out and invest, you know, a few $1,000 into a new bike, this is a great option. Moving up, we have a second model called the Pine Mountain 2, and that one is built around a Columbus Thrawn premium chromoly tube set with some really nice investment cast dropouts and other hardware on it.
Ooh la la.
Shimano XT 1x11. Yeah, Shimano XT 1x11 drivetrain and SLX brakes, a Fox 34 suspension fork with boost spacing. So, you know, it's a fork that's designed with 27 plus in mind, and a really nice WTV wheel set and their Trailblazer 2.8 inch tires. That one retails for about $2,750. Going into 2017 model year, can't get into details yet, but we'll be showing off something new at the Seattle Classic next month. So just watch the internet and you'll see some new stuff.
I think Sven and I are going to have dinner there.
Yeah. At the unveiling of the Pine Mountain. Bring some pine cones along. That's all I have for dinner.
I will give you some custom brewed Pine Mountain Pale Ale as well.
So. Right on.
Look at that.
Hey, you know, last time we actually saw you in person was out at the outdoor demo, I think, that during Interbike. And yeah. we did do a video back then. I think it's got like 3,500 views right now on our site, but I'd like to reintroduce it because this is a bike we're talking about. I think we talked about the Columbus Thron tubed Pine Mountain 2 in the video, but you know, you guys were already thinking about it back then, and it takes, you know, now is the time it's actually going to happen. It's, you know, it's a cool thing.
Remember how you said you were going to pay us a dollar for every view we got? No.
Oh, I must have said that. I don't recall. Play the tape back. I don't know.
I'm just like one.
Or did I give you one of our? I think I gave you one of our 30th anniversary ales, and then maybe you said something after that. I don't know.
I'm just funning you.
Cool. So.
Well, I know.
You got anything else you want to lay on us before we continue on down the road with the show here?
Well, you know, although we don't have Pine Mountains on it, you did mention John Wells earlier, Milwaukee boy, who is one of the demo drivers that we use in conjunction with SR Sun Tour, and John will be all over the eastern part of the U.S. this year with a nice Ford Transit with a fleet of carbon Marin full suspension bikes, hitting all sorts of different events along the east. And we also have another one on the west, another driver on the west coast as well. But yeah, look for him at races and talk to him and buy him a beer and.
Cool. Send us a link and we'll put it in the show notes to the schedule of your demos.
Demo driver schedule. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's what people can check it out.
I need to crack the whip on my marketing assistant. She said she was going to get it up. I need to make sure it's up there.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on the show, man. Appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
I really appreciate it.
Give us a shout anytime. If you got something new, we'll talk to you.
We'll see you out there at the Web-Footed Weasel. The Sea Otter Classic.
The Sea Donkey. The Ocean Weasel.
All right, man. Guys. Thanks very much. See ya.
Thank you. See ya.
All right. Chris from Marin up there, plus bike talking. How about we take a little break, Rat Chair?
I think a break would be lovely.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
It's time for this week's Fatty Farm Field Report with your Fatty Farm Field Reporter, Sven Hammer.
And I'll just say it again. The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Acquiring Cycles. Acquiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels, featuring the next generation of 5.05-inch tires. Visit AcquiringCycles.net to see the next level of bicycle exploration.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah. So, we're like right on time, right on schedule.
I know. That actually almost never happens.
I know. So, that's it. Now, if Kevin calls in on time, then.
Maybe we could see what's up with Travis. We'll just wait for Kevin to call in, and Travis is going to carry the show until such time as Kevin gives us a call.
Travis, get up, boy.
We already talked.
I can't handle that kind of responsibility.
Well, I think we kind of did. We touched on the big fat bike festival in Homer because of your photo, but did we talk any more about it? I mean, what happened up there? How'd that go? It looked like it was warm. I think you mentioned it was warm.
Did you drink a shot of tequila with Sister Kim for me?
You know, I did. I did not. She was really busy over at Alice's, you know, with the raffle and everything, but. Yeah, the bonfire was awesome. Above average temperature. So you remember when you were up, Gomez?
It was pretty chilly.
You're at the fire and you're halfway through your beer and it's frozen.
Yeah,
we just had some rain, a little bit of rain move through Friday night, but the bonfire and the obstacle course, great time. And but the ride started early. We had to check in at 7, so kind of kept it to a dull roar Friday night. And then, fantastic weather on Saturday for the ride, and it was that's the longest beach ride I've done yet.
But you bent your granny gear, huh?
Yeah. I snapped one of the set screws on the small ring on the front. Jammed my chain between the two rings. Had to actually sit down and grab onto the chain with both hands and rip it out of there. Hope it didn't break. And then rode out on the big ring for the rest of the ride. But it was exactly the excuse I needed. I've been telling my wife I was getting ready to upgrade to 1x11. So
see how that almost killed me, dear?
Yeah, it was dangerous.
I could have been run down by a polar bear. Well, not there. Probably a grizzly bear or a black bear or something. Kind of bear. Or a tiger, maybe.
A television camera, for God's sakes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, those guys are, bears are waking up again. Had a few sightings. About time to start packing the bear spray and maybe a gun for certain rides here and again in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Packing the old gun.
So now that it's transitioning from this, you're almost warmer than we are down here right now. It's like 30 degrees out there now. And so what happens in the summer? Do you have beaches to ride in your general area, or do you pack up the fat bike and head to a plus bike or a mountain bike?
I'm going to be I just emailed Gomez. I'm looking to go last week for some tire recommendations. Definitely still planning on riding my fat bike a lot this summer and looking at going down to, a 3.8 to a 4-inch tire.
Fat be nimble is my choice for you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Fat be nimble.
That's another choice for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's in that same genre. I said Husker Du's.
And it's another good one for sure. Depends a little bit on your local trail conditions. I think I like Husker Du's on definitely gravel and packed limestone, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I think I like the Hoodoos just a little better when it's softer.
Yeah.
So that's my non-expert opinion, which actually means absolutely nothing.
Those Hodags are pretty darn good too.
I have not ridden any of the new offerings from our friends right down the road there in Waterloo.
I can't wait to try the new Rogaroos.
Who comes up with these names? It's almost like you're working for their marketing department.
It sounds like pure gnomish.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but Travis speaks pure gnomish.
Yeah, sure I do.
Sure you do.
That's what he said.
Should we take a shot at the...
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say, as soon as the we're hitting that breakup kind of time of year, so it'll probably be a lot of bike trail and dirt road riding coming up here in the next month. And then, also looking forward to getting back on the squish bike a little too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't ride the squish bike. I have one, but I just don't ride it. I ride all my rigid bikes, though, and I just got a new clunker bike that I am just so stoked on.
Look for clunkerbikes.com.
I've always been into clunker bikes. I need a bunch of parts for that, but it's going to be badass.
He got himself a Hank.
Yeah, an Asylum Hank. So... And it has a BMX crank on it. I've never had a BMX crank, so I got to figure out how to get that
means you need more tools and
all gear taken off there, and maybe get some off-road gears going, and then hurt myself probably riding a coaster brake off-road.
Need a coaster brake roll-off hub. Yeah, or a two-speed kickback, one or the other.
Single speed would be fine on that bike. Thing rides like a dream, man.
It's a coaster brake, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. But it also has the eyelets for disc brakes. And I have sets of mechanicals just sitting around, so I just got to build a set of wheels. So, yeehaw. Won't that be fun?
It will be fun. It will be done.
Indeed. So, that bike is shaping up. And where is Kevin Breitenbach when we need him?
I don't know.
Bloody hell.
We could just pretend he's not going to call, and then when he calls, we'll just...
All right.
We'll actually talk to him then.
All right.
And now a word from Capybara Butter.
Capybara Butter is full of rich botanical emollients suspended in the hemp oils for a younger, a more supple seed spot. Just put a smear of the Capybara Butter on your chamois, and your goose is going to sabla. Take it easy, man.
That's Capybara Butter in the can with the world's largest rodent on it.
You know, when something had a capybara butter, it's top notch.
That thing says quality, like a huge aquatic rodent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kevin Breitenbach.
And thanks, guys.
Kevin, you know, he wins races, he writes articles, he probably can crochet.
I can juggle. I can't crochet. Oh. I don't know how many races I'm winning anymore, but I do write articles. So,
all right.
You know,
so
one out of three ain't bad.
One out of three ain't bad.
So this weekend is the White Mountains 100 that I thought you were doing secret ninja training all by yourself up there, not doing any other races to focus like a laser beam to end the year of Tim.
Whoo! I'd like to say that was the truth, but my ninja training, truth be told, I am training to be a ninja, but I don't think that'll let me beat Tim. So,
but if truly you were a ninja, you would of course come up with some cockamamie story like you're not really a ninja or you haven't had enough ninja training. So you might a double secret.
Right. That's called disinformation.
Right. Disinformation.
Right.
Spewing.
Yeah. It's a very, you know, very clandestine thing.
Yeah.
It is. We can talk about it like it's past tense, but really it's, you know, it's ongoing.
So just hypothetically, let's just say, could you beat Tim right now? Can you beat Tim? Do you think you can beat Tim? It's the year of Tim.
I'm curious to see if anyone can beat Tim. Uh-huh. I don't have the confidence I can beat him.
All right. Do you think Will can beat Tim? There to test.
Do I think Will can get him?
Yeah.
We'll see. It snowed a bit up here last week, and I think it kind of has taken out a little bit of the horsepower gain
with
the White Mountains this year. And I mean, Will, he's obviously super strong. I think he still has a little bit to come together with the 100-mile races. I think he'd say the same thing. But, you know, he's done two of them already this year, so you learn fast, and he obviously learns fast. So I think Will has a great chance of getting Tim.
Ah, cool. So out of the three of you, Will, the amiable and groovy Tim, and your bad self, who do you think is the best dancer out of the three of you?
I haven't seen Will dance, and, you know, truth be told, I haven't seen Tim dance either. I can move. I don't know if I call it dance.
I'm trying to think of how Will dances, because I see he was at the after party at the Fat Bike Berkey, but
yeah.
I don't recall him dancing. Actually, I don't recall a lot of dancing going on there.
Somehow, I think that Tim,
not a lot of, Tim would a lot be a groovy dancer.
It's the year of Tim.
Drink some more. So, you know what?
So we should just go with Tim.
Tim can throw a few back. I bet you he dances pretty well. That's
I could
I
see Tim, mainly because I think I've seen a picture of him in a suit, ballroom dancing elegantly. So
he's a class act. What can I say? Yeah.
So speaking of class acts, who is this new cat, Tyson Flaherty?
Tyson's not a new rider up here in Alaska. He's been he's kind of in the summer in road racing. For years, he's been kind of the best road racer in Alaska, and for a long time, he was training to be on the U.S. ski team, cross country ski team, and so he was doing that most of his 20s, and now he's kind of grown out of that lame Nordic stage.
Uh-huh.
And now he's the last few years he's been making a pretty serious run at fat biking, and now he's kind of. He's there. He trains a ton. He lives just up the road from me. And so, yeah, Tyson's nothing new. He's a beast.
Well, so, man,
he'll be up there for sure. You can't kill that kid. He's to see what him and Tim did in the ITI for how long they did it. Cool.
Well, that's how his name came to light down here in the darkness of the lower 48. Plus, it's just such a badass name. Tyson Flaherty.
And now, a word from Capybara Butter.
So, Tim, Kevin. Kevin, can you do a little testimonial for Capybara Butter? Did you hear?
For what butter?
Capybara. Capybara. Capybara is the world's largest rodent. It's like a South American beaver pig.
And they make butter from it.
And
what a mystical creature.
We harvest the capybara butter.
I never know what I'm going to get when I call this show. I never know what we're talking
and
about.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I called you guys so many times. Like, did I hear that right? Is that they did just say that. Okay. All right. So
I know. If we just talked about bikes, I don't think it would be quite as exciting.
You wouldn't get the woman demographic like I'm sure you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, this is where you pick
I know
that
we have at least one female listener, Amber, said she was listening to our show.
Really?
In preparation for our meeting today, which shows she's doing her due diligence. But she did listen to us and said, wow, you guys are a lot better than I thought you'd be. To which I said, surely you jest.
It's all because of Sven's editing. Because he takes out all the giggles and schniggles.
Oh, not this week.
I see. out all this white noise that we often create.
Sometimes. So what's your goal in the White Mountains? Are you there to sightsee, take pictures, write an article for your favorite fat bike website? What's up?
Could be there for all of the above. I'm going to see how it goes. It's really big. That race, I haven't done a 100-mile race in a few years. And the last time I did the wipes, I ended up dropping out. I got my camelback exploded and 20 below and
drenched,
froze up on my stomach. I just decided I'm done. But
this year you have a Wompac.
I do have a Wompac now, but you know those nozzles on the camelback can always go bad. But a little bite valve. But that Wompac is pretty sweet too, by the way, which I'll get back to you about here shortly.
Yeah. After you race with it, so are you going to go out and you're going to try and hang with the big boys until you can't, and then boom?
I'll tell you what's cool about the whites compared to other races is the white starts out with a 1 mile uphill. Mm-hmm. You just go uphill for a mile, and the first several miles there's probably 3 or 4 climbs that are just huge killers. That would be huge climbs in the Arrowhead. And you go through them all in like the first 7 miles. And that really breaks up a pack really well, which makes it a fun race. So if I can hang with those guys at that first climb, then you're just kind of stuck and you just try and hang on as long as you can. But it's a pretty diverse course, and I don't know. I've been towing a kid around in a chariot all winter, and it doesn't lead to. I don't Strava and take look at my heartbeat, so they do, and they're fast, and I just kind of motor along. We'll see how it goes. It'll be fun.
All right. So, well,
that's my vague answer. There you go.
We'll have to have you back in show 101 or 102 or 106 so you can tell us how it all worked out and maybe introduce your new kid in a trailer trainer program if you win.
I think I've done it for years. People underestimate towing a kid around in a trailer. So it's
I used to do it on like an extra cycle type deal. That's how
dude,
I took my son around a lot.
An 80-pound bag of concrete around with me everywhere I go. It's called my belly. Well, yeah, maybe it's only about 70 pounds now. I don't know. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving or whatever. It's Easter. Happy Easter.
It is Easter. My daughter is really mad. The White Mountains 100 is going on Easter. It's bad timing, race coordinator. Bad timing.
Well, you know, just throw a couple of plastic eggs out there on the course, and you've got yourself an Easter egg hunt.
You'll have fun. Should be beautiful weather. It'll be nice up here. So,
you guys
have snow down there, or is your winter done? Are you guys like?
It's going to snow tomorrow.
It's snowing right now.
About 50 miles north of here, that's snowing right now. They're supposed to get 8 to 12, and we'll get snow. It snows every April here.
Yeah, for about a day or two.
Yeah,
but we could get whacked with 8 inches on an April day.
Yeah, but I could drive 5 hours south, and it would be 70. So. And daffodils and real live Easter bunnies.
Speaking of real live Easter bunnies.
Do we have Lee Hart on the line?
Yeah. No, we've got another caller from Alaska. This is like an all Alaska show right now.
All Alaska show. Welcome to the show from Valdez AK.
Oh,
it's Lee.
Hey, how are you doing, Gomez?
I never knew I could be this happy or silly. How's it going?
Hey, by the way, Lee, just so you know, we've got Travis, and we've also got Mr. Kevin Breitenbach on the line.
So we have Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Valdez all on the line.
Wow.
Craziness. It's an Alaska takeover.
I know.
That's three of us, and so what? There's like 74 other Alaskans that live up here, so you got a solid part of the population.
Our goal is to get them all on the show at once.
This is all a plot.
Well, you know, we do have somebody else here too, Gomez. Remember, we're getting Greg on the line too, so you recognize Kevin's.
I know. That's weird. Yeah.
What's happening, dudes?
Greg Mattis of Fatback Bicycles, ladies and gentlemen, our surprise guest.
Yeah, we're all in the hot tub here.
What hot tub? What am I missing down there, Greg?
It seems like wherever Greg goes, that's where the groovy stuff happens. I've been seeing unbelievable reports out of the Valdez Fat Bike Bash, and Lee has come on the show to give us the rundown. To debrief us is the sexy joke I wrote in the script.
I want to know about how the downhill thing went. That just sounded like it had mainstream all over it.
Well, it did have that all over it until Mother Nature threw us a curveball, and we had to relocate the downhill into town and have more of a Chinese downhill, and we weren't quite up there on the pass. But we had a really great time. The snow did not deter us, thanks to some really hardy riders and our guests, as well as the Valdez City Streets Department that totally rocked it for us and helped us build jumps and clear the rodeo grounds for that. And,
nice. How much snow did you get?
We still had I don't know, it was about, I've got my my partner in Good Deeds here, Nick White, who's also ran the event with me, and I'll let you, he was the kind of the operations guy, he can talk to you a little bit about that.
All right, Nick.
Good evening, guys.
How's it going? Talk to us about inches, centimeters. You guys do inches there, right, or centimeters?
We go with fathoms. We had 2.5 fathoms up on the pass.
Crap.
That sounds like 5 feet.
Yeah, that does.
In my head, that's what that means. I don't know. How much is 2.5 fathoms?
I can't fathom what a fathom is. So
none of us could either.
You got basically one metric gnome ton of snow right boom as the event hatched, right? So Friday night party,
we had a
big dump.
Yeah, well over 2 feet there right in town, and the pass probably picked up at least 4 feet up high. So avalanche, warnings and everything were through the roof, so we dropped down to the safer location and made that Chinese downhill.
Cool. And I saw a cat jumped into the bay.
I'm not privy to this term, Chinese downhill. What is that? What does that mean?
Chinese downhill.
I know. What's the format, though?
Everything in Chinese.
The format's pretty lacking. Everyone takes off at once, and it's just a mad dash from top to bottom.
Oh, that sounds like a race.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese downhill.
It just sounds like a race in my book. It's like whenever you have a bunch of people together and they're on some kind of vehicle, it's like, I want to get there first. It's just a race.
Yeah, mass start downhills aren't the norm, though. Normally, you know, you got that boop, boop, beep, one at a time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Time trial kind.
All right, see.
So Nick here on the line was the one who jumped into the bay, so you got to give him credit for having the talent to do that.
Nick, and it looked like you had, I'm like, oh, he's got to have a dry suit on or something. It looked like you had jeans on, dude.
Oh, fleece Carhartts. Those things definitely keep you insulated.
I saw you too. You spent no time. You were like, F this bike, man. I am swimming as fast as I can to that ladder. And then I think there was a rope on the bike.
Yeah, we roped up the bike. Yeah, the catch was low tide, so it was like 35 feet instead of 15 feet drop.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
And
it was 32 degree water approximately?
Yeah, but the bike did a really good job of busting up the slush before I hit.
Man. And I saw that Carl Battriel, I hope I said his name right, got some great shots of you jumping like on a Bluebird day before the event. Some great shots. So you must be some sort of hero, superhero, huckabilly kind of talented rider and stuff.
Yeah. Well, just close your eyes and hit it hard, and sometimes it works, right?
is that how it's done, Greg?
That's kind of our business plan here.
There you have it, folks.
It's worked out so far.
From one of the...
Close your eyes and hit it hard.
Close your eyes and hit it hard.
I think I did that this morning.
All right. Well, so you guys have maybe another shot at the pass downhill, right? Maybe you're going to get a little crust downhill thing going.
Yeah, we're going to keep checking out the conditions there, and because we're thinking of moving the event a little bit later, and so we want to just keep testing the snow, seeing how it goes, and seeing just what different kinds of what different sorts of aspects and exposure and times of year look like. So, yeah, we're not out yet.
Well, cool. We'll stay in touch. And hey, Greg, we we're in our 99th show. Next week is our great 100th show bike rodeo.
We're only 11 years behind Harley Davidson right now. They're going for their 111th.
Yeah.
That's yours. Whatever. Sorry.
Same thing.
No, right. Exactly.
So we're trying to get that young Pat Smajay to come and jump over, like, I don't know, barrels of beer or people, or set some sort of world record for bike fun. So put out the bat signal for Pat to get a hold of us.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, my man. It was great to have you all on the show, the All Alaska Show, show number 99.
Thank you.
Right on.
Excellent.
Thanks.
One of the best shows you guys are.
Don't drop the
phone. Try not to drop the phone into it. any chance you guys are going to come join the hot tub one of these years?
Oh, you know it, my man. I heard
Alaskan party.
I heard some good news from my man Travis about things. So I'm thinking,
Well, you know, and we have bunnies all over. We have bunnies all over Valdez, and you know, those are pretty cute and fuzzy to cuddle up with.
Oh, wow.
Bunnies.
I like gnomes. All right, guys, let's ride bikes together. Let's get together and ride bikes. I know that. Are you going, Greg? Are you going to Sea Otter?
Yes.
Yes, I will be there.
Oh, me, Greg. I'm going to.
All right. Well,
Greg and Greg. This is going to be the Greg Sven, and Greg Sven, and Greg, Gomez show.
And yeah, Greg, we'll Greg, and there. Gomez will be there. So maybe we'll ride bikes then.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right, dudes. See ya.
Bye, all.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. See you, Kevin.
Bye, Greg.
Bye, John boy.
Wow.
All Alaska show.
Yeah,
that was like, what, four people?
I was like, what do you call a group of Alaskans?
Friends?
Amigos. Alaska amigos.
Cool. Well.
So our show has been brought to you this evening by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. You know, Surly sent me some new stickers, and here's one that I like. Your saddle is too high for you to be rad.
Learn more at surlybikes.com. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Did I run over you?
The folks at Surly are ever so helpful in the area of radness. Or being rad.
Or maybe just rad.
R-A-D.
Hey, Facebookers.
You can call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
You know.
Yerd me.
Join us next week when we celebrate our 100th show with a couple of bands and a bike radio and gnomes and cases of Oscar Blues beer. Gnomes.
Keg stands, beer, scotch rye, cider drink, and vodka drink, and whiskey drinkies. Gnome sign.
And fixie hipsters, freestylers, commuters, e-bikers, BMX zishizinzins, messengers, hucksters, know what I'm saying?
Sav, tricks and drinks, bucketball, derby.
Oh, man. And as we head out of this here show, let's check out this little ditty called Drone Sales Are Up from the album A Familiar Humming by one of our Fat Bike 100th show rock and or roll acts. They're called El Rongo.
Been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com /radio. We'll see you next time.